Saudi Arabia's oil minister says he welcomes the United States' newfound energy bounty. And as APRN's Peter Granitz reports, he's not worried the kingdom will lose dominance of the oil industry.
Speaking in Washington, D.C., Ali al-Naimi scoffed at U.S. leaders who extol energy independence, especially from the Middle East, as a political goal.
This talk of ending reliance is a naive, rather simplistic view. It seems to conflate, on the one hand, U.S. foreign policy, and on the other, U.S. energy policy.
Al-Naimi says even with the rapid technological gains that led to the current gas boom in the lower 48, the United States will not be able to isolate itself from geopolitics or global commodities markets. Shale gas accounts for less than half of U.S. gas supply, and Al-Naimi says the U.S. bought more Saudi oil in 2012 than any year before.
Just as I didn't buy into the peak oil theories, I do not go along with the opinion that increasing U.S. liquid production means the United States could and should detach itself from international affairs.
That's especially true considering there are about a dozen export permits for liquefied natural gas pending before the federal government. Some 70% of Saudi exports go to Asian markets, the same markets that Alaska one day hopes to export its own LNG to. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.